Good morning. It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur, and the Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction, the State Superintendent, Brian Schrader, joining us this morning. Good morning, Superintendent Schrader. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. I appreciate you taking some time. This is actually the first chance we've been able to get you on the air with us since your appointment to the state superintendent position. So maybe we'll start there, Superintendent. Take us back to that time and why you decided to throw your hat in that ring and be considered for state superintendent.
Yes. Well, initially because I was prompted by some good folk up in Cody to consider it, people that I love and trust and respect. This was never on my 5-year, 10-year, or 20-year plan. This was not been a position that I would have coveted, but when the opportunity presented itself, I thought, well, maybe if there's some folk that believe in me, maybe I should consider making a contribution. So that's where it started.
Give us your background in education. Now, kind of what led up to that point, and what have you done previous to this?
Okay, yeah. So my life has followed three career tracks. The first 15 and a half years, I was a classroom teacher, I think the first 9 years, sixth grade, and then the last 6 years, seventh and eighth grade. But the last 5 years, I was both a principal and a classroom teacher, wore both hats of a small parochial school in my hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. So was in education for the first 15 and a half years. Then I crossed over into pastoral ministry for 7 years. And then I crossed over into the professional counseling field, where I worked with delinquent and abuse neglect teenagers and their families for 14 and a half years at two different residential treatment facilities, one in Michigan and then one in Wisconsin. And then it all came full circle. A position opened up in Cody, Wyoming, to be the headmaster at a small school there. Came out to Cody, took that over. And then within a year and a half, this whole thing opened up, and it happened literally in 13 days from start to finish. Wow. I still don't know what hit me.
Well, speaking with State Superintendent of Public Education, that's Brian Schrader this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Superintendent, so since that appointment took place, you've now since announced and have filed for election for this position. What is it that made you decide, okay, I've been appointed, you're in the position now, why are you wanting to continue? What's kind of your focus?
Yeah, well, I truly bonded with the good people up in Cody from day one, and have just been amazed at the character of the Wyoming people. I just have come to love this state and these people so much. And anyway, I kind of get emotional about it sometimes, but I realize that if I am to do this, that there is a role for me to play and for Wyoming to play, simply because there's something deep within the DNA and character of the Wyoming people that sets the stage for a model of education that could lead the nation in education. I'm not saying it will, but it could. And perhaps for such a time as this, I might have a role to play in that. And I would love to see, Wyoming seize the moment. So time will tell, but, this is a very special place. And, if we could lead, then we should.
You know, Superintendent, this is one of those state positions, of course, elected position, as we mentioned. That I don't know that a lot of the average Wyoming residents maybe even know what happens on a day-to-day basis. And so from your experience, whether it's a parent or just a Wyoming resident that's maybe retired and doesn't have anyone in the current public school systems, but why should a voter care who the state superintendent is? Why does that matter?
Yeah, that's a good question, because before I took this role, I never cared and didn't know that it mattered. Why should the average person care? Since I've been in this role for 5 months, the state superintendent definitely has the megaphone for the educational system within the state, and in a sense, the bully pulpit. And if done well and done right, can lead the education system, the public education system in Wyoming in a certain direction. And if we have direction, then you know, we should exercise that leadership. But as far as, you know, my first couple of weeks in the role, I perceived it as potentially a figurehead. And once I got into the saddle, within a week or two, former state superintendent Jillian Bailey called me. Was very gracious, offered her services to call me anytime, ask any questions. I'd be very happy to help. But in our conversation, I remember she said to me, "Yours is a position of influence, not authority." And I found that to be true. I can't wave any magic wands. I can't sign any bills. But I have the bully pulpit. I have a megaphone, and I can set direction and cast vision and clarify the focus of the purpose of education. That's where it all starts, recovering the purpose of education. And I think it's been lost over the last 100 years. The purpose of education, in a nutshell, can be summed up in 4 words: to learn to think. And that was the purpose of education for over 1,000 years. It's just been in the last 100 years that a progressive mindset shifted the paradigm to where we've been experimenting with our kids over the last 8 to 10 decades, and we need to recover that purpose. So the state superintendent has a role to play in that.
You've mentioned a few of those things that you kind of just alluded to, and maybe that relationship between the federal and state government in education. And one thing that you've discussed and have been semi-vocal about is the recent USDA ruling that, in essence, from my understanding, mandates the schools update policies regarding transgender students in the schools, and the federal government even saying, if you don't comply with this, we're going to start pulling some of your state funding and maybe even school lunch funding. So talk to us about this process. What's being said? What's your kind of response to this, and how would you like to see Wyoming proceed?
Yes. Okay, so back on May 5th, the USDA came out with this new edict or mandate or whatever you want to call it that said we are reinterpreting the word sex to now include sexual orientation and gender identity. And all the state education agencies, every state in the union now, has to comply by including that verbiage on all of your printed items, website, posters around the buildings and halls and whatnot. And as soon as I saw that, as soon as I read it, we were getting ready to start a SLIB meeting about 5 minutes before, and I walked over to the governor. I said, "Have you seen this?" And he hadn't. And I said, "Are you good with me coming out with a statement, a strong statement against this based on federal overreach?" And he looked at it, you know, the headline and whatnot. He says, "If that's saying what I think it's saying," he says, "that's exactly what it is, federal overreach." I remember I showed it to Secretary of State Buchanan, and he said, "That's extortion." And I actually used that word in my initial statement. It's the Fed stepping out of bounds again. The USDA, I'm told, is notorious for this kind of thing. And the reason 26 states, by way of their 26 attorneys general, are fighting this and have come out against this is because it's illegal. This thing is at what's called a guidance document level, which means it bears no legal weight. And has no full effect of the law. It's merely a guidance document. And so for them to insist on compliance, and if you don't, we're going to pull the funds, they can't do that with a guidance document. And they know that. They know that. This is why the USDA, I am told, loses in court so much on these kinds of things. And they will lose on this. They will absolutely lose because they're way out of bounds. It's federal overreach. It violates state sovereignty. And it's another form of social engineering. So along with all of that, you take the recent Supreme Court decision on June 30th, the West Virginia versus the EPA ruling, where the Supreme Court said, you agencies cannot make law. You are unelected bureaucrats. That falls to Congress. The Supreme Court came down hard on that, and that's defining for us in great measure potentially what the Supreme Court is going to do with cases like this. They're going to say, you're the USDA. You're not Congress. You can't do this. And so again, we're in good company with states like Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota. First thing, Kristi Noem, as soon as this thing came out, Kristi Noem just sent back a message. Well, we'll see you in court. Ron DeSantis is fighting it in Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and a total of 26 states, including ours. And so we're linking arms. We're in good company. And also, if the feds were to press this to the point where, which, nobody believes they will, where they would actually pull the lunch money. Yes, we, the state of Wyoming, can cover it. I've talked with Treasurer Meyer three times. We have the money to pay for our kids' lunches here. Our kids will not go without lunch.
That's current State Superintendent of Public Instruction Brian Schrader this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Superintendent, thank you for your time. Anything else here you'd like to bring up while we have you on?
Just to say, to remind the parents across our state that you are the owners of our schools. These are your kids. You pay the taxes. We work for you. Therefore, we are accountable to you. So therefore, we should listen closely and carefully to our parents.
Superintendent Schroeder will be in Lincoln County this upcoming Monday and Tuesday. A Monday at the Cokeville Town Hall at 3. Star Valley Ranch Association Cedar Creek Center at 7 on Monday. And then on Tuesday at the Afton Civic Center at 9 a.m. Thane Senior Center at noon on Tuesday. And the Afton Ford Theater Tuesday at 7 p.m. Superintendent, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Duke.